Hello, Roger. This is Eddie Martin.
Hi.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I just wanted to talk to you for a minute about my project.
Yes, sir.
You guys have a full understanding of the nature of the store, of this e-commerce store? Yes or no?
Yes, sir.
Okay, go ahead and tell me.
And the e-commerce, about the e-commerce, right?
Correct.
All right, so I don't have like to more explain. You have to call with.
I'm sorry.
Are you call with Tim, right? He was to first call with you, the Tim.
I don't understand the word you're saying.
Tim, the person Tim. The first
No,
call with him.
who is it?
It's my senior manager.
Okay, what's their name?
His name is Tim, so he will guide you about that. I just transferred to call to him.
Is he there?
Yes, sir. Just wait. Just hold a second on the line.
Hey, hi, Rogers. This is Tim.
Okay, Roger, hi.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, I'm okay. Yeah, I didn't. I just called, wanted to talk to you for a minute. What's your last name, Tim?
Johnson.
Okay. Do you have a full understanding of the purpose of this project?
Absolutely, I got the whole point regarding the help that you're looking forward to do for a cure medical. I believe it's UD something, the cancer cure thing, right?
Well, so it's called Soap for the Cure. It's an
Yep.
e-commerce store with Shopify.
Right.
And you're supposed to be uploading 50 products and integrating Amazon to the site.
Correct.
And you're planning on doing 50 products in 8 categories.
No, that those would be total 50 products, and among those 50 products, you can go up to 8 different categories.
Yeah, that's
Yep.
and I don't know if it has to be that many categories, because the more product, like say the more laundry soap brands that you can find, the better. And then I would like to do fabric softener, just basically laundry soap and fabric softener, so that I have just about every product that's available that you can buy at Walmart.
Right. Instead of Walmart, wasn't it like Amazon that you were looking
Yeah,
forward to connecting with?
I'm just giving Walmart as an example.
Oh, okay. All
Yeah,
right.
I'm just saying, you walked into Walmart and you went down their aisle for laundry soap. I'd like to have out of those 50 products the first number of products that I could buy at Walmart as far as laundry soap. So it would be Tide, all gain. You know, any Pearl, any kind of laundry soap that you can think of. And then
Right.
after you determine how many of those 50 products are laundry, then I'm going to do fabric softener.
Right.
And then after we do fabric softener, maybe something like, say, stain remover. That type of allocation.
Got that. Okay, so can you do one thing over here for us? Like, it would be more easier for you and us both because you know about the product more than we do. It's like your business. So, if possible, can you categorize all those products that you're looking to, get on your website and just give us a list of it in an email, And then my developers and my team can search it out. What are the top products that are on Amazon at the moment by product hunting? And then with that, they can reach back to you with all the details about each category, like fabric softeners, stain removers, and all of those.
Well, I'll make a list of them.
Pardon me?
I said I'll make a list of the products that went on there.
Okay.
But my point is this. You're going to revise the store itself, right?
Exactly. Yes.
Okay. And then you're going to integrate Amazon to be the drop shipper.
Correct. Amazon would be the drop shipper, right?
Okay. Because I just got off the phone with a nonprofit organization mm-hmm. that's very interested in us helping them lose money.
Okay.
And I actually spoke to the director of the organization.
Mm-hmm.
They have about 150,000 followers.
Wow.
So this is a very big opportunity for you. I just got to make sure that you understand what I'm trying to do.
Absolutely. I got the point. There was just one thing which I also wanted to discuss with you as far as the donation part is concerned in here. So for now, as of now, you showed me your website yesterday and it had the Donate Now option, right? So that was integrated with Donate Mate. So are you still willing to use Donate Mate on this?
I don't think so, because I don't know anything about them.
Right. Okay, so what we would do is we would provide you with few options for the donation part, right? As an API, it would be an integration made to your website. And that, what would that do? That would segregate the amount of the product and the donation. So, for example, if a product would cost you $10, the donation of it is $2, and then it's like a total of 12. 10 would go to the dropshipper, 2 would go to the donation part. Sounds fair?
Well, so I understand, okay, so who sets the prices?
Who would do what?
Who sets the prices?
You would be, letting us know with what price of what product to put on the website. Because on Amazon, a product would be $10. And if we put the same product on your website for $10, so you would make nothing out of it, right? We understand that. As a business, besides donation, you are also looking to make profits by selling those things in there. So for that, if something is costing 10, you would let us know that, place this on the website for like $15 or $13, and then we can add the donation up on that.
Well, I don't know why there would be a donation button on there.
Because you wanted to have the donation part in a product purchase, right? Or do you want it separately?
No. What I was going to do is for each nonprofit,
mm-hmm.
we were going to create a shopping coupon for each nonprofit so that they promote the coupon code mm-hmm. to the person that wants to buy.
Oh, okay. Okay, that's a nice strategy as well.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And for the coupon, you're telling me that you're going to use a different nonprofit organizations, and currently you also are in talks with a few?
Yeah, that's the whole idea behind the store,
okay.
is to help raise money for cancer.
Got that. Okay.
So... So if I have a nonprofit
mm-hmm.
that's interested in promoting it,
mm-hmm.
I would have them send out the link to the store along with a shopping code that would be assigned to their organization.
Right.
And that's what I need you to be able to do.
Got that. I'll need to have a word with my developer for this because the pack that we got you yesterday did not include the coupon integration and all of that. It would be like an automated generator for the coupon that would be used. So let me have a word with the developer and let me see what option does we have for this, and let me connect back with you in like 10, 15 minutes if that's okay.
Yeah, because see, Shopify already has that included in the platform. You can do it. It's not something that they have to create. It's already part of their platform.
Absolutely. The part that is within that platform is only the coupon, but not the coupon link generator. For each and every time you would need a different coupon with a new link generator, it needs to be integrated, right? So.
I want just one code permanently used every time they shop.
Okay, so like that one link that you're talking about would be used only once. It would not be able to.
No, it's not the link. The link is soapforthecure.com.
Mm-hmm.
That's where they're going to find the store at.
Okay, but
do you understand that?
Yeah, but with the coupon, you're willing to give some discounts, some offs on it, right?
No.
Okay. Then what are you going to use the coupon for?
To track each nonprofit that's sending a shopper or one of their donors to buy the product.
Okay. I got it now.
So let's say I'm a supporter of, say, the American Cancer Society.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Right.
When I go to the e-commerce store, I want to have a code that I can put in there to make sure the money is being tracked for the leukemia for the American Cancer Society.
Got that.
Okay.
Yep.
It's not a coupon code to give a discount to the price.
Right.
It's tracking who's buying it from where.
Got it. It's basically tracking who is sending that shopper to your business.
No. Let me give an example again.
Okay.
So I'm Roger Voschel,
mm-hmm.
and I support the American Cancer Society.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And I was told that the American Cancer Society has partnered with a company called Soap for the Cure, and I can buy laundry products online instead of buying it from Walmart or the local grocery store.
Right.
Okay, so I go to Shop for the Cure, and I find a laundry soap that I buy at the store.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I buy it online from this e-commerce store,
mm-hmm.
and I have to have a coupon to enter into the shopping cart so that I know that Roger is buying this product on behalf of the American Cancer Society.
Got that.
So the code, we need a coupon code,
mm-hmm.
so that we have a code that I can put at the shopping cart so we can identify who are they buying for on behalf of.
Got that. Now Okay. Okay. Yep. That can be done. It's not going to be a big problem, I believe.
Well, I want to make sure you understand that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're saying something?
No, I said I'll go ahead and make a list of the products that I want to be listed on there.
Right. My team would be waiting on that list. Once you provide it, we'll do the product hunt and, you know, get you the top products that you would be listing in there.
Right.
Then you can then review it. Take your time, right? Review it carefully.
Yeah.
And then you can let us know which ones you want in there and which ones you don't want. And
I'll do that.
Perfect. And in the meanwhile, what I'll do is I'll have a team meet up, and I'll share this same concept that you just explained to me, to the team and see what options they give us so that each time the coupon is used, it can be tracked by whom or on whose behalf it's getting purchased on. So it would have a
different ID. I don't want to call it a discount coupon.
Got that.
I want to call it just a coupon to be able to track who's buying it for what organization.
Got that. Totally understand the point now. I'll explain it in the same way to the team, and let's see what options we get to, you know, integrate this option in there.
Okay, that's fine.
Perfect. Is there any other questions, any other queries in your mind?
No, I just wanted to make sure you had that clear.
Absolutely.
And
thank you for explaining it. This way, it made things pretty much clear up.
Now, the other question I want to ask you is, if these nonprofits want to promote the store on their behalf, let's say through their social media, are you guys in a position to help them?
Absolutely, we are. We have an in-house social media team that does everything.
Yeah, but are you going to charge them for it?
Absolutely, there would be a charge for it.
Okay.
Yep. Okay.
Okay.
All right. And anything else in your mind?
No, that's all.
All right. That's great. Great. All right, Rogers, let's take some time to get these things sorted out. And let me connect back with you in a moment so that we can, you know, discuss about the product listing and all once it gets shared to you, okay?
Okay, great. Thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
Welcome, Rogers. I appreciate your time as well. And the way you're interested with this project, the way you show your interest in there, it, you know, makes us work the same way. And I really appreciate your input in all of this. So it's going to help.
But I want to make sure you're saying that you could put 50 products in 8 categories, and you could integrate Amazon to be the supplier and the shipper of the product.
Correct. Yes.
Okay. That's all I need to know.
Absolutely.
Okay. Thank you.
Welcome,
okay.
Roger.
Bye-bye.
Take care.